and Company, which is featuring Joe Romero, The Ballad of Henry Pym, which is a Bafo Yucks Dudes cover. He was the Ant-Man. He's the incredible Ant-Man. He shrinks to microscopic size. Can't fight much crime. Lord knows he tries. He's not strong like the Hulk or Superman. But he's got lots of tiny friends. The ants upon whom he depends. Built a helmet to communicate with a six-legged pal so he won't be late. In kicking butt and fighting crime, powered by his Pym and time. So Meg had tried to take him down, and Henry took out that dumb clown. Then he met a girl who stung his heart. She crawled under his skin from the start. He's the giant man. He's the extraordinary giant man.
Okay, so Ryan, would you like to call this a novelty song now, or do you want to wait a little bit before you...
I am going to be just blatant about it. I don't see any reason not to be. I mean, how is this not? This is right out of the Dr. Demento sort of playbook, the original, anyway. I'm not going to go into my commentary about it, but I mean, since you've poked me, you know, I will say that, yeah, absolutely, it's a novelty song. It was designed as a novelty song. It sounds very Dr. Demento, and I don't mind that at all. This is something that Tommy's been playing in the listening parties, in the pre-parties, in the post-parties for just pretty much forever. I think he's very happy with it as a general song. I'm going to shut up and let you talk about it now.
No, it's great. I just wanted to get one dig in on the podcast so everybody could hear me going after the champs. No, I think this is good campy fun, you know, which is, I guess, what Ant-Man should be. And that seems like the point of the whole process. The track is well produced. There's bluesy riffs. There's solos. The vocal is so strong. Lyrically, it's kind of a feat as well. Like, I can't believe that it tells the entire story of Ant-Man, sort of down to the domestic abuse. Like, almost reluctantly, too. It made me laugh every time I heard him say, but he's still got his tiny friends, the ants upon whom he depends. That is the goofiest lyric I've ever heard, but it made me laugh almost against my own will. It made me laugh every single time I heard it. And yeah, I tease about it being a novelty song, but it is about a subject that I'm it's not like a subject that I'm super interested in. I'm not a Marvel head or anything like that, but it's definitely something that I can appreciate. And I had a blast listening to this track.
It's interesting that this song was at the original round one of Spin Tunes 1, and the Bafo Yucks dudes didn't get it done in time, I guess, so it was a shadow. So it's amazing how a shadow from so long ago can still be popular and in people's imaginations years and years and years later, which is really cool. I really like the sort of 50s guitar rock and roll licks at the beginning of the tune, and just the overall vibe of it, I thought it was great. And you know, when these guys are not doing that butt rock style that I'm not fond of, like they can really, like, just, oh my God, the music is just really good. Anyway, I also got some distinct TMBG vibes from the song that I didn't get from the original. Like, there's that line, he's giant man, he's overcompensating giant man. And I don't know, just the way the word man is stretched out, it reminds me of John Linnell. I really like this one, and the cover sticks to the melody and general vibe of the original, but really updates it in a cool way. So, yeah, I'm a fan of this one.
This was, of course, a surprise. I think this is the first one that was a real surprise to me, anyway, in this list, in the listening party. And that's because, you know, it didn't follow the rules of round five, which is supposed to be covers from 23. Of course, the previous one didn't either, but I was kind of like, oh, okay, well, that's a clever sort of a thing, because all of the listening parties, have the tunes are spinning going on. And then we get this little peek into, oh, wait, something else is going on with Spintown and Company, or just, you know, as he's calling it, and Company here. So, yeah, it was a surprise. But again, like Chumpy mentioned, it's from way, way back. And the song itself is very well done, very well produced. Also, maybe a bit long. I mean, I know it's only like 4 minutes or so, but it kind of just goes on and on and on in my mind. So I thought it was a little on the long side, but a good tribute to the original and really well produced. I was quite happy with it anyway. Just sort of as a little background, it could be that Tommy includes this so often in the pre and post parties because their video for this has like 20,000 views.
Holy cow.
I have seen the video. It is a slideshow video of stills from comic books. And, you know, people have different sort of views of slideshow videos, but it's entertaining enough. And of course, the video is a lot of exposition. I mean, the song is a lot of exposition.
That's why it's 4 minutes, man. You got to tell the whole story of Ant-Man.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but, and that must have been part of why the video was so successful. So who knows? Yeah.